iléeṣẹ́ rédíò ìpínlẹ̀ ondo sunshine 96.5 FM alálàyé tí o kàlẹ̀ sí oríta ọ̀bẹ̀rẹ̀ nílùú àkúrẹ́ àsìkò tó láti darapọ̀ mọ́ ọlọ́lá gómìnà wa nípínlẹ̀ ondo amòfin àgbà arákùnrin olúwarotimi ọ̀dùnayọ̀ akérèdọ́lù fún ìsàmì sí ayẹyẹ àti àṣeyọrí ọgọ́rùn-ún ọjọ́ fún ti sáà kejì tí wọ́n ti ń tukọ̀ ìpínlẹ̀ ondo akínpé ẹkú tẹ̀tílẹ̀kọ́
You would do for the state before you took the oath of office for the first time. How would you rate your performance?
Well, thank you for that question. I'm sure that a couple of places I've been asked questions about assessing myself and to rate my performance. And maybe we have not been there. I've refused to do it. I'm not to judge myself. I leave it to posterity, I leave it to history, I leave it to people of Ondo State, I leave it to people of Nigeria to assess what they have done. All I try to do is, if you want me to mention more than what I feel, I can mention it, but to be an assessment, I believe it will be totally odd. It's not able to assess me. All I know is that we had that opportunity given to us by God to be here as governor, and we have worked for 4 years. Now we can say it clearly, 4 years and almost 100 days, and it has been the grace of God, and I want to give him all the glory. I thank him for the opportunity he has given me. I thank God for life. But if I'm not alive, if I'm not strong, if I'm not healthy, I won't be able to do anything. In my time here, I've had some pet care because of one thing or another. But today, I feel well, and I thank God for that. And I always say it, one thing that is clear to me is that everything I've done in this state has been something that God has put in me to do. And I believe that in the level report of this state, I want to say this will assess me, but I can say clearly, I'm not failing myself. That's what I can say.
This interview session is broadcast live on Orange 94.5 FM, Sunshine 96.5 FM, Alalaye. Adaba FM, Positive FM, and Crest FM. Mr. Governor, before we go to the nitty-gritty of what you are doing and what you plan to do, some people say that a governor who actually means well for his people in Nigeria will go to bed very few times, almost crying. How has that played with you? Because of the enormity of the challenges that the governor has to deal with, how worried are you when you want to go to bed?
Well, I'm right. The challenges we face, they're worried, and what it has caused me is clear. When my children feel that time, and that they are always worried, they say to them, I sleep and look at God. So we have a very sound sleep if you are when children looking bodily about the state. So if that's why the question, yes, it's not easy. The challenges are enormous, and the government won't pronounce. Because how do you take up an office and take an oath to protect the people and more of their lives and properties, and it become a danger in recent times in Nigeria. So there's no way you can go to bed and sleep too soundly. It's not going to be possible. That's why I always say that when I sleep, I wake up. So many things are coming up, and undoubtedly I must say that relatively in Ondo State, we have some measure of peace. And I have to thank our people. Our people are facing up to the challenge by the governor or the government is trying to do. But I must thank our people for their resilience. I must thank our people that they have not disappointed us as government. We have enjoyed tremendous support for the people of the state. There might be a few who are critical about us, which is very normal and natural. There's no way you can satisfy everybody. If I go to what Ayefele said in Zoom meeting, he said, if 80% of people are with you, 20%, let them, just leave them, let them do whatever they like. So for some reason, for me, those 80% that are with us is enough. And we want to thank the people of the state for their support. That has given us some measure of realization. It has allowed us to be relaxed and concentrate on the work so that we don't live in as you said, going to bed, closing our eyes or crying. No, we don't have to cry. The people of this state, I believe, they're not too happy. They're not really challenged when it comes to video security. Yeah, it's security challenging, but it's not one. It's not that heightened the accusation of the state.
Thank you, Mr. Doctor.
Your Excellency, you say you are a man who would not like to assess yourself, that you need it to members of the public to do that, but then you made some promises. I remember back in February at your inauguration in February, in your inaugural address, you said administration intends to focus on agriculture and youth empowerment through entrepreneurship. This has led us to the establishment of Ondo State Entrepreneurship Agency. In that same address, you said you were looking to create jobs through agriculture. You agree with me, Your Excellency, that there's no better time to do that than now, when food inflation in Nigeria is at 22%, over 22%. What has your government done so far in that regard, in making that agency effective and ensuring that you create jobs for the people, for young people on the way? And then if more crops are cultivated, we have supply is more than demand, definitely the prices of good food items will go down. So what has been done in that regard?
Well, a lot has been done. You asked about Ondia. We created Ondo State Entrepreneurship Agency with clear focus. I'll come back to agri. Created Ondo State Entrepreneurship Agency, careful, we'll call it Ondia. And we are pushing.
Orita obele la wa looto stand by la wa lojojumo fun gbogbo eto e ma ba wa ka lo
all out. I reach out to most of our youth. That's why today we are what we call this digital empowerment, and you can see it's all over the new media and other media that we have created employment for people and they should apply through the new media, and people are applying. So graduates and youth who can complete and all those things are supposed to apply, and jobs will be created for them. So
yeah, my body. Oh, come on, be you ready? Oh, let's go. As of Mobile 96.5 FM, you Rita Bele la duro tanda gojo gojo.
Oh, SRC, Rita Bele la walu toast.
Today, we are expected to ensure that the farm, we are starting to ensure that the wrong poultry, right? So, but one of the problems we had when we started first was that we had some of our youth, we don't even call them lazy, but probably people think about their calling and feel that, look, where must I go to farm? But there's no job. And I try to explain to them, if there's no job, there's no other way you'll be gainfully employed. Because farming provides room for growth, in that by the time you start, By the time you start, I like people who started the running goods. With about 10, today they have about 500. And they're selling. Why would they sell? Other people are still around. They wait as so everybody is there. So if you want to real dog to sell to them, they will buy. So you have ready market. When it comes to food, there is ready market. Is it tomato? If there's ready market for it. Assuming people say they are not bringing tomato to this again, we have ready market for it. We had better tomato before. So it's all left to our youth now to take advantage of this. So for me, it is unusual agriculture for a youth and using agriculture as a form of employment, creating employment for a youth is very key. And so we are building so many other things. The air powder factory that will come up in less than a year's time, is going to impress many people. And that's why we're having aggregators now on the use of air. So many youths are going to go into poultry, and you cannot produce enough egg for that factory in those states. We have to get eggs from outside. So, and our cassava to ethanol, yes, it's on in Ore, but cassava to ethanol is starting very soon in Okeluse. Very big. Yes, we have it in conjunction with NMPC. The factory, Obat and Co, everything has been signed. There are about 5 scheduled to follow. We have covered 10. We have covered more than 6. And that place, clearing will start, I think I'm told, in the next few months. So the youth, because what they are going to do too, they are going to be anchored by the industry. And youth will plant cassava, and you have those who are going to buy from them. So we are not taking it lightly about agri and entrepreneurship.
Mr. Governor, I talked about food inflation. I don't know if you have any way of finding out, or if the government has done its findings. When you go to the rural areas where this farm produce come from, you will discover that the prices are so cheap. But then when they bring this farm produce to the market, because there are so many middlemen, a bunch of banana that sells in the rural place for 300 naira, when it gets to the market in a place like Akure, it could become 2,500 naira. And these prices are so exorbitant. Is there anything government is doing to check this trend?
Well, we no doubt, we have not taken any step for now on price control. What we have now is that everything is on the free flow. But the only thing we know we are trying to do is to make the farm accessible to you. And that is why the issue of ramp will be coming in. Is it already in? Our engineers are already working. The roads to be constructed are already mapped out. We hope that before we are through with this second term, we will have constructed over 1,000 kilometers of road, rural roads in this state. It's never happened before on that ramp. So it's already there. We are, our state has been approved, the engineers are working, the designs are going on. And I'm sure that the work should start in about 2-3 months. So when you have that, so you have access yourself to go to, and we are going to encourage the farmers to just come out from their farm. Anybody wants to come and buy, come and buy. So that there will be access to produce, you have access to it if you want to go and buy there. So if we facilitate that, because most of these traders come up with this complaint that they don't have access to the farm, and that it takes them a lot of money to go and collect and bring, they now inflate the price. But I'm not too sure that inflation will be as high as put it, that a bunch that is sold for about 200 or what do you call it, will now be 2,005. It cannot be that high. The difference is there, but it's not that high.
It was just an example.
But it will give the correct example. Now, example. I'm telling you, what is not the
example. Thank you, thank you, Mr. Thank you. Well,
okay. Fun and funny, I'm all in your one, you let the padà sí èdè àbínibí wa. Arákùnrin gómìnà wa Akérèdọ́lù, ọ̀rọ̀ ààbò, àwọn tí ó fẹ́ dá yín padà sẹ́yìn díẹ̀ torí ẹ sọ ọ̀rọ̀ ààbò lẹ́kọ̀ọ́. Nígbà tí mo lọ sékòó ní last week, nígbà tí mo padà
lọ́sẹ̀
tó kọjá. Lára àwọn tájọ wà nínú mọ́tò yẹn ọkùnrin kan tó ń bọ̀ láti inú kan. So lára pásẹ́njà wa máa sọ pé pé bá ṣe wo ọ̀rọ̀ ẹ̀ ta wọnú àpò pé Ondo State yìí o. Ṣòro báyìí pé gbogbo nǹkan ó jẹ́ àlàáfíà.
Ọkùnrin yẹn ń yà pé ìgbà tó ń fẹ́ kúrò ní Enugu, àwọn èèyàn sọ wípé kó ń gbé plane, kó má lo ọkọ̀ ilẹ̀. Bí ṣùgbọ́n bóun ṣe wọlé bàmí ni pé gbogbo nǹkan àlàáfíà, kò sẹ́yìn kankan tó fẹjú mọ́. Mo fẹ́ bèrè lọ́wọ́ yín gómìnà wa, ṣé ká dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ Àmọ̀tẹ́kùn ni? Báwo lẹ ṣe ṣe tí àwọn èèyàn lè máa fi sọ bẹ́ẹ̀?
Ẹ ṣe, èmi rò pé ọlọ́run ìpọlọpọ yẹ, ẹ̀rẹ́ kan wá dúpẹ́ lọ́nà, kò sí pọ̀tàmọ́ ṣe tó lọ́n bá fún wa ṣe ọjọ́. Díẹ̀ la máa ń gbàdúrà ńgbà mí pé ẹni tó lọ́n bá gbà fún ọlọ́run kọ fún. Tó lọ́n bá ti kọ fún wa, kò sí wàhálà. Àwa lè fọwọ́sọ àgbọ̀ lọ́n gbà fún wa ní ìpínlẹ̀ Taiwa yìí. Àmọ̀tẹ́kùn ṣiṣẹ́, àwọn ọlọ́pàá náà ṣiṣẹ́, sójà náà wọ́n ń tiraka. Òdòdó oyẹ kí n lè sọ kò ní káfí gbogbo. Àlọ́lọ́pàá ọlọ́pàá àti sójà ṣiṣẹ́ ju wọ́n lè ṣe. Ẹ̀wọ́n kí la fẹ́ ṣe báwọn bínú àwa kọ́ ló kó wọn síbẹ̀. A ò ní àṣẹ lórí wọn. Àṣẹ wọn Abuja wọn ti ń bà àwa ta wà ń bí àpòjókò àbí lọ́kàn tó wà ní chief secretary of state tí ò ní ọ̀pọ̀ tí ò lè ṣe ẹgbẹ́ ẹ̀ṣin ní òwe níwájú tára lè kà. Ṣùgbọ́n a lè try and sapọ̀ wa pẹ̀lú Àmọ̀tẹ́kùn. Mo dẹ̀ fẹ́ sọ dáadáa pé Àmọ̀tẹ́kùn ń ṣe gbogbo méje yàyà mẹ́fà. Àwọn tó wà náà ṣe tí pọ̀ tó. A dẹ̀ mọ̀ pé nínú padà máa ṣe ayẹyẹ ọgọ́rùn-ún ọjọ́ yìí. A máa tún kó àwọn tá a ti tọ́ ti lọ kọ́ tó ti lọ train tó wà ní Àmọ̀tẹ́kùn ní 500 ló máa wọlé sí. Wọ́n tó máa lọ àti ra. So ọkàn ya tó balẹ̀ sí Ondo State torí pé wọ́n ṣe tó láti ṣiṣẹ́. Mo dẹ̀ gbàdé láti gbé oríyìn fún wọn. Gẹ́gẹ́ bó ti sọ, ìṣe ni wọ́n ṣe wà Ọlọ́run ni a dẹ̀ máa dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ yìí. Ondo State, mo sọ lẹ́kàn pé òyìnbó ló mo sọ ní pé relatively less peace ya. Báwo ni mo tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ káàkiri? Wọ́n náà jẹ́ pé Adélábù òní débí. Káwọn èèyàn máa gbàdúrà. Káàdì káà náà ojú alákọ̀ọ́ fi ń ṣọ́ ni o. Ṣé ẹ gbọ́ bẹ́ẹ̀ ojú alákọ̀ọ́ fi ń ṣọ́ ni àwọn èèyàn ń gbọ́ mi dáadáa. Ẹ̀yẹ́ gbogbo ajókòó. Ká má sùn tẹ́tẹ́ o. Tó bá lẹ́ntẹ́ rí tẹ́ ẹ̀ mọ̀ yìí, ẹ jẹ́ kí ìjọba mọ̀ ká mọ̀ kó tá a máa ṣe. Kò bá jẹ́ ebi kíni tó lọ́ọ́ bá ti wá tí o tẹ́ ẹ̀ mọ̀ yìí. Tẹ́ bá jáde tó gbé tí làwọn àtọ́kọ̀ kún yàn wá ẹ pé nọ́mbà wà tí Àmọ̀tẹ́kùn fi lẹ́ gba Àmọ̀tẹ́kùn ẹ̀ pọ̀ wọn. Kẹ́ka pọ́ǹtì wá bẹ̀. Tó bá níṣẹ́ tó wá ṣe wọ́n lé wọn padà kò sí ìgbọ̀ tó bẹ́ tirẹ̀ jáde. Oògùn ni wọ owó nílùú kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ wá kẹ wá lò pé ẹkọ̀ àgbà owó bẹ̀ kì í ṣerú. So tó bá ní Àmọ̀tẹ́ bárí ẹ̀yìn yàn mí. Ẹ yẹ ká ẹ̀jẹ̀ fi tó wa létí torí pé àrùn sí gbogbo bí. Ṣùgbọ́n pé ọ̀rọ̀ ààbò ìlú wa yìí ó jẹ́ alógún ẹ̀bọ orí ìpínlẹ̀ wa jẹ́ alógún gbogbo aládẹ máa jọ ṣe ìṣiṣẹ́ yàn kan. Kì í ṣe Àmọ̀tẹ́kùn nìkan wọn wá tẹ́yìn gbomi ní ilé iṣẹ́ gbogbo wa ni o. Kò ní létí ò bá tí wọ́n sọ pé kí náà kó pèlú létí wa tí wọ́n ṣe kí tí wa ṣọ́ra kò lè ní òkò. Wọ́n náà sọ pé tí o bá fẹ́ sùn lálẹ́ ẹ tán lọ sílé ẹ sì ti tilẹ̀kùn yín gbọngbọ́n ẹ tó ní dúkìá yín o. A má bàa fara wa lórí lọ́wọ́ tí ó wà lọ́wọ́ wa gbogbo ẹ ní mo lọ wá pé kájọ kàjẹkàjọ ṣe pọ̀. Eléyìí tá a ń gbọ́ nípa ìpínlẹ̀ wa yìí nínú wádùn pọ̀ kì í pé gbogbo ẹ̀ náà ni pé ó dùn bẹ́ẹ̀ ni díẹ̀díẹ̀ wà tá a mọ̀ ní ṣùgbọ́n náà àwọn akọ ayọ̀.
All right, Mr. Governor, still talking about security. Let me also say that this event, this program is broadcast on all the online platforms of the radio stations which are broadcasting terrestrially, as well as on the online platforms of the state government. Talking about staying with security, Mr. Governor, Amotekun is a creation of the Southwest Governors, and Amotekun is doing well, you know, to a very large extent. At least that's the testimony of the people. But Amotekun has challenges with its capacity to bear arms, its territorial capacities to arrest people and all of that, and prosecute and all of that. Now, what new thing are you doing to strengthen Amotekun, having risen above all the preliminary challenges, the initial challenges that the Southwest Governors had about its creation and all of that? What new thing are you doing, or are you where you want to be?
Thank you. Now, on Amotekun, I agree with you 100%. Facing some challenges. And that is one of the fact that clearly we had the initial opposition to setting it up. And that opposition is not letting go. They have not let go. We are only trying to force ourselves through. Because at the point I sat down, I said, what will be the great use of our token without ammunition? And all we are left with is that we can bear non-prohibited arms. Non-prohibited arms, hunters carry it, I can carry it. And the security of our people are what you put in prohibited arms. And they say to you that, maybe individuals can get license. So I will not go to pick 7 or something people and be applying for license for them to carry those arms. It won't make sense. And I think I was discussing with the Attorney General or somebody else, and I said, we must look at the law again. If we promulgate law and say we can carry arms, let them come and challenge us in court. I said, I'm not going to carry arms, let them go to court and challenge us. So, for me, it's a great challenge to us that, look, one of the governors that said, will I send them out to fight with their bare arms? And he said, I'm buying their arms. I'm not buying yet, because I just feel that, look, I'm a lawyer, I should not be one of those who just flout positions of law. But I'm going to look at the possibility of having law to give us power to buy arms.
Okay, well,
if we look at that possibility, if we do it, whatever happens, let them arrest us. If I arrest them, I will join them there. They can put us.
No, of course, I'm sure that Mr. Governor has a lawyer. You just do it right and get it right.
That's what I get.
Gotten it right from the start.
Yes. So let me finish. You asked a question about
what you're doing to strengthen
capacity.
Yes.
There's no way a governor has jurisdiction beyond his own state. So there can be a territorial capacity. There can be territorial capacity beyond the state. We will not exercise it. But we are having cooperation with Southwest, and within Southwest, since this is really a Southwest security apparatus. It is Southwest. Yes, the federal government is Southwest. We still maintain the Southwest. We are going around and we are meeting. Today I can say so that our commander is the chair of all commanders within Southwest. He's appointed, they all confided on him. So they meet. So there's cooperation between us. And where we need to get something done, or for instance, somebody comes in here and maybe commits a crime, he moves to Ekiti or goes to Oyo, we're able to connect there, and they take this step and assist us. So we are doing this. But what are we doing? as I said, I must commend our people in Amoteku. And because they don't have it as well. I wonder how they are able to, for instance, arrest all these cows and goat that are just people are grazing in spite of our decision. They just move up and down without any regard for the rules and laws. They do arrest them. Or when they destroy crops, when they are reported, Amoteku arrests all the herds in hundreds, and they're able to keep them. And those herds don't move out, no matter what happens, until the owners come and pay the farmers. So that is a great achievement. How they're able to do, I don't know. They don't use arms to hold the cows there. But those owners who believe that they can talk to their cows since they speak this language, the cows don't listen to them any longer when we arrest them. So our people are trying. How they do, I don't know, but it's left to them. I can't.
Okay, Mr. Governor, before we let the matter of Amoteku rest, right, what are you doing to strengthen the capacity of the corps in Ondo State, for instance, in terms of personnel?
I thought I said so just now. Yeah. When I said we have more people are coming, 500 within this 100 days, they are going to be commissioned, or they are going to have their personal parade part of this.
We just hired.
We have just recruited them, 500, and they are there. They have gone for training. They had their training in a war, and they went for range. They had to learn how to shoot, whether it's to shoot them gun. They have learned how to shoot one. So they are there, and we have had to provide them with vehicles. I must commend them. They are going to provide them with vehicles. We are buying other equipment. There's no need for us to. This is security. We don't have to declare it.
All right.
So we are buying other equipment for their use.
Okay,
so
thank you very much, Mr. Bell. Okay.
Your Excellency.
Is this Excellency? This,
last year, there were so many complaints for the advent of Amoteku from farmers whose farms were invaded. But this year, there's been an improvement. Amoteku has done well in that regard. But what it seems that Amoteku is winning the war on kidnapping, invasion of farms. There is a new upsurge in burglary and mooring in Ondo State. I think that was why the state government banned are there any other things that the state government is doing to check this trend? Because a lot of people, I think about 3 days ago we did a report on that, a lot of people seem to be experiencing this.
A lot of people are experiencing this. It's an unfortunate development. And I believe that this joblessness is creating a lot more problems. The devil finds job for people who are have nothing to do. Seriously. Because when you push them out of here, they are going in another direction. You fight them on the issue of cultism, they go to other things. There was a report of a young boy who, I think was about 16 or 17, and has been involved in burglary for over 4 or 5 years. And it was discovered that the mother also was supporting him. So what happened is that our people too must be alert. Just like somebody said, our police today, they are overstretched. Well, Amoteku is concentrating on a larger thing. We're talking about kidnapping, we're talking about former others, clashes. We're talking about a number of other occultism. But this other phenomenon of burglary, I know it's painful, but I think that people will need to do more. Because if we now are back about able to burglary, so what will happen? There are a lot of problems about in there, as I said, keep your house safe. You can do that yourself. Lock. And when you find a burglar, report. Burglary is not a game. Some people take it like a game. Nobody comes and burgles your house and you let him go. And all those things, the parents come to bed, you let him go. So, and parents,
who are you supporting your children? Or those who are adults, your wife, why are you supporting your husband? Or my wife? I won't call you you should want to do that, get across, and see what happens. So I for one believe that we must now try as much as possible to get more vigilante in our neighborhood. And that will not have to be the government.
Community effort.
It's community effort, no government. Streets, landlords, of various communities of area, have your vigilante in place. You collect money, and then you pay somebody about few part of the money you collect every month to go around. And if you cannot, then come out yourself. And I live in the, I live in the community for that. We rotate, you come out ourselves. We rotate and come out ourselves at night to see what happens. So well, the committee must be involved. Committee effort by being to solve this problem.
In your comment now, Mr. Governor, you just mentioned drug use. And I think you hit the nail on the head in your last broadcast to the state where you mentioned that parents have to do a lot in ensuring that their works, their children do not abuse drugs. In some places, please, there's a way to rehabilitate some of this youth. Is there anything in that direction?
Well, we are, no doubt. I mean, we have homes in the state, right? But we agree that we don't have what I would call an established drug rehabilitation center. We don't. It's something we have to look at. But you know, most of these people, when you talk about those who can be rehabilitated, or most people who get to homes and get rehabilitated, are those who stray to drug from good homes. So the people will get ahead and what I would call bring their wife or their children to a rehabilitation center that can be to rehab so that it can get better. But those who are adding criminals, they use drug, there's nobody that can rehabilitate them. How do you rehabilitate a cultist? Most of them come one day or the other, they will come and say they renounce it. They will bring one cutlass put down, they will go to one palace, they take oath. The next day, they are perpetrating the thing again. It's an unfortunate thing because cultism now has taken a new dimension. Any cultism that involves mechanics, Okada rider, it's no longer something you can easily tackle.
Okay, Mr. Governor, before Dupe asks our next question, I still like to concentrate on the issue that you raised earlier on. Because when you talked about it, I saw pain on your face. And I just felt that, okay, so what exactly are you doing about it? That is employment. You talked about unemployment being the reason why all of these are happening. Are you doing anything? You talked about agriculture, trying to employ people in agriculture, but people are also talking about direct employment, you know, maybe not ministries, but other areas where you can get people engaged. What are you doing definitely?
You know what? I mean, other areas I can get, I won't employ people to that most company. But the only place I can employ is ministry.
Okay, let's look at support.
I would say that it's ministry. That's where I can employ. But I'm one of those people who will tell you here that we are running a very bogus civil service. It's too large. Because we cannot afford it. That's why all the money we get goes there. It's large. But we have to be considerate. There's nothing we can do. We wait and see if that money will come. But by the time you spend money, what we are spending on salaries, you spend on it, you continue this way, I can assure you.
So
the other areas, because for instance, we believe that when we came, we didn't have enough teachers. I've employed 2,000 teachers. There's no money, but it's important because that is an area that, for the issue of education, we must improve it. So we employ teachers, we have employed people in hospitals, both doctors and other medical personnel were recruited. We have created the ODRS that has afforded us opportunity of appointing over 400 graduates. Now, other areas are the industries we have. Go to Lee, Odoli, many people are appointed there in those industries. And other.
So, supporting the private sector
too? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, I'm saying that. Okay. The problem, that's the essence of having industries. Other areas, our industrial hub is picking up. It might even be bigger than Odoli. You need to go there yourself and see what is happening there. Menko, another industrial hub, the third one, is moving. So it's going to start Collins and Co. We are going to run there where we have liquefied gas. We are going to have gas cylinder being produced there. So many things. Not us. Those private people that we are invited to come and are ready to work here. So the only way is to have jobs created in all these other private industries that will assist us. But in our little bit way, the only way we continue to agree, we continue with a few things we can do for now.
Okay. All right, Mr. Adonu, let's talk about infrastructure development in the state. One of the social humanity that people often crave for is water. And Nadek says water is life. I would like to ask, what is the magic behind carbon neutrality?
I must tell you.
Mr. Governor, you are the best to answer the
question. I must tell you, this company is over, and it is also involved. It is both in the same as well. So I want to tell you. I can assure you that I don't deny people their credit. I give credit on Kamala Kitty to you today. My immediate past commissioner was in charge of water and sanitation. I didn't know. Great idea. And when he came up with it, I wanted to run with it. I felt it was clear. But let's do it. It's going to support and get water into so many places. I believe she has done well. So we must give her a credit. And my friend also came in to assist and encourage the ministry. That is the Minister for Water Resources, Suleiman. He came in. That's why our state became a focal point. They had to send so many states to come out and study us there. When we opened Kamala Kitty in Obese, he came. I must thank him too. He encouraged us and supported us even financially on that. So that was what gave rise to that. And we had about 10. We have completed 5 now. And we'll continue to do it. And on issue of water, part of our effort or part of our efforts has yielded on the rehabilitation of some of our abandoned water schemes. Totally abandoned. Now we have done work on 4. I think one was commissioned in Okibo. We have also in Obakoko, Gakron in Otutu. And we have one in Okituba. There is another one which is Iduani, which we are going to work on. And water is important to us. Let me just tell our people, come one more. Adiba, Adi Yaro, Alatia, Zimitan, Salo, Zoda, Mamisha, Bayawa, and Isma. Adi Yaro, lórí ọwọ́ nàdán wọ́n dẹ̀ ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ wọ́n ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣe àwọnṣẹ́ ẹ̀ so láìpẹ́ láìjìnà omi àrùn àkúrẹ́ àti agbègbè ẹ̀ tó dábàá lè ṣe táàbì láti máa mọ so kò sí táàbà yáwó fi ṣe kíkàbà yáwó jọ ni àti àmà yáwó world bank ẹ̀ ti the french bank àdúgbò wọn wọ́n ti fún alówó yẹn wọ́n ti ń ṣe àkáyàdìà kìnnà burúkú ẹ̀. No, not to say that the technical groups are working on it. But the magistrates by no form want to know that they are assessing even the contractors now. So I'm from lower level to zero.
Is the state accessing the money directly or do
you? So it is the EFCC and co giving money. They know you will chop it. They won't give state money. They are not fools. They are going to disperse their money themselves.
They access the money, but the project is going.
The project will go on. We took a loan, but they are the ones that will. It's all bank, EFDB loan, EFZ loan, EFDB loan. It's they running themselves. Mm. It's not the state. If they want to allow the state, I will not even allow it. So it's better for them to do the procurement, get their contractor, give the person, and we will see that the work is done with supervisor will be there. When it's properly done, then we'll pay them their money back.
Okay, Mr. Governor, let's talk about an issue which also has to do with money. That's salaries.
Yes.
Now, you alluded to the fact earlier that you know that there are areas where the people are not exactly happy. And clearly, salaries is one of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? So, what exactly is the issue? Is it that the resources available to the state have to be channeled to other areas as well, infrastructural development and all of that, and so the chunk that can go to payment of salaries is not enough, or what exactly is the position?
No, the position is very clear, is that there is no government that will spend all the resources on salaries. But there's no government, nobody's elected to pay salaries alone. By the time you go, and if you have not left any legacy, you are done for. So you must balance. You know that people are not being realistic, you must balance. But if people, I know people are not so happy. Am I happy myself? So if I'm not happy, I'm not happy, all of us are not happy, there's no problem. We are all equal. I'm not happy myself. So I know, but I only just look at the people. We are all 7 months salary in this place. We came and clear 6 months. You are saying you're not happy. And maybe we made a mistake. If we had paid that, wait. I keep paying. If I kept those 6 months in bank, I would keep paying salaries to tomorrow. So I don't have to do that. All I can assure people is that look, if there is money, we will pay. Nobody wants to make you unhappy. Nobody wants to owe you salary. Why? I am one of those who believe that look, a laborer is entitled to his own wage. Anybody, how will you work and don't get money? But how will you get the money if there's no money? That's the point. It's not that our people are not, they don't get annoyed easily. If I wear your shoes, if I work for you, you don't pay myself, I'll resign, I will leave. To leave, resign and say I'm leaving. I want to plan. This work that they are not paying salary, it's not worth my effort, I will leave. Nobody will leave, but we are owing you and we will pay at the end of the day. That is what I'm sure of. The money will be paid. So they just have to bear with us. But whether you like it or not, that will be balancing. Because I tell you, 5% of our people are earning this salary. 95% are outside. And they can't worry now. They will not be begging now. So, why is it your bank? I need someone.
This is Mr. Governor speaks, and of course it is to mark the governor's first 100 days in office for his second term. On the program, this is to commemorate the first 100 days of Arakunle Oluwaretimi Akeredolu's tenure, second term in office. And this program is broadcast on Orange 94.5 FM, Sunshine 96.5 FM, Alalaye Adaba FM, Positive FM, and Quest FM, as well as all the online platforms of these radio stations. Thank you very much, Mr. Governor, for talking to us. Well, Dugwe has a question which has some tilt towards the salaries issue, because it's an issue that everyone wants to deal with. Mr. Governor, thank you, because of course you need to explain to the people the difficulties that you confront as a governor. Well, that's why you are making it very clear the issues, you know, at hand. It's tough for you, and that's why I asked earlier, you go to bed, you feel at night that you have to deal with a lot of issues, but it's okay. Let me welcome the Deputy Governor, Arumbeloki Ayolatua, for joining us at this interactive session. Hey, Mr. Governor, there is an issue that you flagged some time ago when you just came on board, and that was the alternative use of cannabis. Everyone knows that cannabis is basically abused. But you spoke extensively and made a lot of effort concerning its positive use, you know, about 2 years ago. And well, looks like everyone is beginning to see from your perspective, because at that point, at that time, you generated a lot of fury. But now it looks like people are beginning to understand that indeed there can be where they may earn from alternative and proper use of cannabis and all of that. So, what's your position now on cannabis?
Well, my position on cannabis has changed. I'm one of those who believe that we must find a way to legalize cultivation of cannabis for medicinal purposes. There's nothing wrong about it. We are only shooting ourselves in the foot. People are outside the country, it's a foreign scene, Anna. People want this. We ourselves, even our pharmacies, want to develop, because I traveled out of here when I was in Thailand and Peru and tried to study their pathway towards the cultivation of medicinal use. We did all this, and we even went there with NDLA, the chairman went with us.
At that time, maybe
he came back and said what he went for was a defense. I don't know whether he went there to drink, but that was why we went. And all I felt was that, look, let us look at the way they did it over there. Everybody had drug problem. Most countries have drug problems. We have it here. It's not that I pronounce yes in other places, but there are ways they went about this thing, that those who are even involved in drug, those who are selling, those who are exporting, and other ways of doing things that they had to limit. So when we talk about cultivation, we're saying in which it is a monitored one, in which even NDLEA, we have an office in the farm. So nothing can come out of such farm other than the CBD, the oil, that they are going to export. And why I was more concerned, maybe more concerned than many people, is that there is evidence, scientific evidence, of the fact that the strain of Indian hemp that will grow in Ogbese is the best in the world.
So it's useful for pharmaceuticals?
Yeah, for drugs. If the strain we have in Ogbese is the best in the world, why must it go to waste here? If you don't have it in your place, then don't worry, we have it here, say we want to grow and sell. So that's our position. But I'm happy about the development now. part of this 100 days ago, we have this cannabis, we are going to have a discussion on it here, because I think it has taken about one or two readings in the House. And they are coming here, and I wrote them because I believe in it. The fact that people are abusing a particular thing doesn't mean that it has no use. I'm one of those who have always maintained the position that look, don't use the abuse. Look at the use. So those who abuse it are few. So if my wife comes up and tells you that by the time you start going, it doesn't make sense. And I said to him that look at what happened in Ogogoro. Before Ogogoro was legalized, before the traditionalists of this world fought for the legalization, that is the same thing as dry gin. People who are drinking now, some will run mad and go. Today is Ogogoro affecting anybody. It's not. That's what happens. By the time it's open, then we are able to control it. In all those countries now that people go can go to shops and buy wraps, you know the quantity that will be found with you. You won't buy beyond that. If you are found with so quantity that is more than what you can have, they will arrest you. So there will be a way we can monitor this. It might not be very easy. I'm not saying it's easy, but the point is that let nobody tell us that we'll be running behind the world. The whole world is moving. And somebody tell us we should go back on. We have something that we can sell, something we can make foreign earning from. We are not saying no. All we want is that you go there and cut this and set their place. There was a time they came to me and said, I should sponsor how they will destroy cannabis. And I said, you have come to a new place and sponsor nothing. If you like, you destroy me, I don't destroy it. What's it concern me? Destroy it if you want, don't destroy it if you don't.
So you're particular about the medicinal.
I am. That is it. Pathway to cultivation of cannabis for medicinal purposes. And usually, if it's for medicinal purposes, you have to export it and it will be foreign exchange handling. Simple.
Mr. Pompon, Mark Mufrebri, in your address, when you were being sworn in, you did mention that the people who lose out have never had it so good that it don't work for them. And I remember in that address, you said, bitumen exploration is at an advanced stage as it really. The deep sea port project is going on at an appreciable level. If these two projects are done, no doubt it will solve Ondo State water problems and employment problems. What is the state of things now with these two projects?
Well, thank you. I want to show you, I put a name right here. I can't even know what I said, but I know that in my speech, if I'm my right senses when I was speaking, I would say I've done more for Ogun Central.
For the South.
I would say I've done more for Ogun Central. This is where we have concentrated a lot of things on.
You did say that.
I would say a lot of work in Ogun Central. I've done enough for Ogun Central. The only thing I can tell us about South is that at least, or about Nigeria, that today they have produced the deputy government, which they have never had before. So that is one for South. But it was after that speech that the SSG came. So South is growing, and many more will still come. So they are growing. But no doubt, I'm particular about even your own commissioner for information. South too. So one of them are there from South, so many of them. But head of service is from South. So you can see that South is very big. But what in the two points you made, or the two areas you emphasize, which is doubt. All those things come up. Because I have always believed that the treasure of this state is in the South. All we needed is to facilitate how these two things come up soon. That's all. We are going forever. I'm telling you, if we are bitumen, it has its own so many effects, spiral effects, and that by the time you see it, you cannot quantify it now. But bitumen is small. If you have a port, what has Lagos got in a port? If you have a port, then you can go to sleep. So many industries will grow around the area because those of us who did economies will still look about the issue of where raw materials are coming from. The nearest route, that's why industries grew up in Lagos, because we had a port. We had a port, they will overrun the Kutupai Relianco, it's all become industrial park.
Are you challenges with that port project?
We are having some challenges. Yes. We have done all the studies necessary. Our papers are with Post Authority. I expect that by now it should have come out. It should have left to go to transport, instead of transport. But where to go to ICIC as well, before it goes to the FEC for port declaration. But there is a delay in Port Authority. We are trying to see to get out of it. But I believe that it's more of one of those Nigerian issues. Yes, it's an unfortunate thing. That's what happens everywhere. And I have said so. Yes, we still benefit. Yes, we are fighting for it because of the benefit that we still have. But I have never doubted that Ogun port is for the benefit of Nigeria, not to do it alone. It is for the benefit of West Africa, because that will be the hub for West Africa. It's a place we don't need to dread. It's a place with the draft we have there is enough to carry a mothership. So now we are engaging other places that will see it. We're wasting money and time. Let's go to a natural port area. Those who have done report are clearly that this is a natural place for a port that if we add it outside this country, now we'll develop a long time ago. But we'll develop it. Just let's put our trust in God. That port will be developed.
All right, Mr. Gono, let's talk about tourism sector. What is your government doing
with
that area?
Well, tourism. We are particular about it. Push the four things. We wanted what I would call private investors coming. They came. Just as you know, but most of the things we will go through, there are paperwork, there will be promises. It's just movement, I want to ask right now. People come in, talk and talk, just talk. And nothing to do, just a talk shop. But it appears to me that we are making it now. But I feel that oil, they give you today, whether it's marginal feed or non-marginal feed, the money they will talk about signature bonus, I don't know whether this is my signature is enough for them. They will now say, you need signature bonus, one and something will be there. How? I mean, they're getting those money from. So signature bonus is there, you do this before you, by then, what they are saying for you, all their cuckoo, and that, to buy debe, to buy deed, to buy bank, to buy money, and for you buying. So, clear and so. So, we know our terrain, we know we have a good site for tourism. Why don't you put money in it? People will come, will earn good money, will try it to pick up. So for me, tourism is important because, again, it's another way in which you can have people employed. I look at it like I'm trying to become his own approach. People who work in like I'm trying to become are the people who live in that place. So he started taking one or two of them, training them. He's not meaning from outside. So people from outside might come and train. So by the time we have the iron inside, he might get people and call me the ones that are working there. And from what they earn from that work, they will leave all this one, leave my water without roof. They will now be building houses. So I believe that it's dual purposes. The economy, the revenue generation and again job creation. Tourism can do it easily.
All right, Mr. Governor, when anyone who listens to the jingle of your activities for the 100 days would hear that you are planning to lay the foundation of a new governor's lodge. You have done a lot of work in the infrastructure, especially road construction. People call you the road maker. There's also this thought that the government honestly does not have resources to actually drive the volume of development he wants to do. Yet, he wants to lay the foundation and build a new governor's lodge. That's a capital intensive project. Where can we get the money? And why?
It's really, really capital intensive. I totally agree with you. I was also a project that I don't want to go for. You have all come here today. You have been coming here. When you take photographs, send it out to our people. Is it a fitting place for your government? As I said, let us, as I said, a government lives in two rooms. I had to close my eyes to do this place up. But if immediately I came in, I was determined. I said, the very day I will leave here, I will leave a befitting government's lodge.
And the support.
I will support, I mentioned support, yes. I said, the support, for me, support, if we can get the support now, I will start. If you ask me to leave here, I will leave and go back to my practice. Support is enough, that will cap it.
That is a legacy.
Yes, that is my desire. But if I look, we'll push it to my debate of whether I'm not safe or not, we'll push it to. But the government of those two is as important as support. What we are trying to put in place is a museum. And any society, any people that don't have a place to can point to, as a museum, that place is dead. This state must have a place to can point and say, this is a government's lodge, a place of pride,
a place of history,
a place of history, a place of legacy. You must see it yourself. You need to go through what we are trying to put there. But yes, we don't have money. I'm going to pull it through. I've worked at it. I knew I was going to do it. That's why I included his money in the bond. So we're building with the bond. It's already there. There's nothing we can do. When you come to talk about bond, all of you know. When you talk bond, you will state the project that will be useful. And when you put the project there one by one, you cannot deviate from it. You cannot even spend that money for other things other than that.
So it's not about the allocation?
No. It's not about the allocation. But about that, the father is reborn. It might not be sufficient to move for money and I'm going to if we don't finish, if I don't stay, I'll finish before I go. So anybody will come, we can stay there.
Mr. Governor, in a country where if most politicians, or should I say many politicians, will love to talk tongue-in-cheek and play politics with the lives of the people, you probably have so many people with your stance on insecurity. When you were shot into the US ABC, read your statement, we'll listen to you. And like I said, you want to add up so many people with your stance. People see that, you really love that. What drives us?
Thank you for this.
And let me add this. There are people also worried that you may make enemies within your party.
Thank you for this. I can't explain it. Really, no, I can't. The problem is that I just have to be me. I am myself. No, that I live my life this way. I cannot bear it again. It's not easy for me. I've tried. People have gone. I've tried. It's not easy for me. So, me now at 65, I will now start wearing a new name. I'll start maybe as if I'm not tackling you, I'm kidding you. You know, that's what I'm kidding now. Over years, it's me. So this is what I believe is happening. It's just a natural way. You know, it's not somebody, I'm not somebody that fancies all this, I don't know what I would call it, all this, when people say that, political correctness. It's not my life. I pray God will allow us to reach these are 4 years. If they still want us to be around in politics, yeah. If they don't want us, go. But this politics for me, the way we play it, it doesn't gel with my own life, seriously. But I'll give my best to this state. That's what concerns me. I've voted in to protect that people. So in my political, in my party, I think I'm getting more people supporting us, even from the north. So it's not only me. More people in the party today see what they are not seeing what we are resolved. Hello. Some people are, even the north said, let's ban open gates. That is not right. Because I said so, open basin, my own quarrel about open basin, is not only because of Ondo State. People who give them all those hairs to carry about, they don't like them. I don't want somebody to be carrying your car up and down. And it's in tattered dress. A student are not going to school. How? And his life, he lives an endangered life. How? We said, put your hands in the mind and let them go bigger. Anybody who is so happy can come and buy. It's not better for you. You don't have to bring it here. They need car in Lagos. Lagos will be sending people there to come and meet you. Take your cars with their wallet. If they can't put in chain, they put in their trailers and bring it down to sell. It's not better. Must you now be working with car from Kara Namoda back to Podako and come to Akure? How? So this is our own case. So for me, it's something I genuinely believe in. So I do not believe my party members will have anything against it. But if they do, what do I do? I voted to the government of those states. They're not like government of Nigeria, it's government of the state. So I'm not government APC. We are the government of APC, no doubt. So the people of those states is first, every other thing second.
Thank you very much, Mr. Governor. In the last 1.5 minutes, we have been having a very robust conversation, and it's time to wind down the interview. But first of all, let me apologize to everyone who wanted to get across to Mr. Governor. We actually promised that we're going to throw the lines open. Unfortunately, we don't know what the problem really is today. I'm sure Mr. Governor would have loved to speak to you and listen to your questions, answer them, especially in Yoruba, because he speaks Yoruba like a Yoruba teacher. But basically, we have not been able to do that because we think there are some network problems today. But we want to apologize to members of the public. I'm sure that the government will engage with you very soon again, and then you will be able to ask him questions. Finally, let me also note that, aside every other person, top government official who is in the building, Taiwo Oluwadamilola from Crest FM is here with us as well, and I'm sure that she will like to throw a shot to the governor. Taiwo.
Mr. Governor, I'd like to ask about the health sector. One of the accusations of health workers is improved working condition. And of course, we know that good health may not come cheap, but it has to be affordable. Now you are faced with struggling economy, diddling finances, yet medical equipment have to be maintained, salaries have to be paid. Now, how do you strike a balance? Because you have a responsibility to make healthcare affordable. How do you strike a balance in all of this?
Thank you. I mean, what we are trying to do about healthcare to make it affordable is we have introduced the insurance health scheme. Take advantage of it. So we have HMOs. It's not only government hospital. Take advantage of the health insurance scheme. How much are you paying? We have spoken to our civil servants too. I'm sure with the later discussion, they might be coming up to take advantage of it. So if you're a civil servant, you're under the health scheme, you can go to a private hospital and you'll be treated free. They will take their money from insurance. But that notwithstanding, since we came in, we have done a lot in health that nobody can deny it. Even doctors, anybody who are in medical profession, if you want to say the truth, they can tell you. Before we came here, people have tried to have a teaching hospital. Did they come? Have they ever come on one? We did it. There were people who not being proud, but we did it. We did not stop at that. We are putting up 500 bed hospital in two locations for the teaching hospital, Akure and Ondo. It's not fun. It's money. And when we came up here, go to the hospitals, look at the beds. When we came up here, the beds were nothing. They didn't have beds. They didn't have so many of the equipment. We went out of here. And from next year, we got 25-40 foot medical equipment into this state. It's worth millions of naira. We did it in our time. We have appointed doctors, other medical practitioners and co. The only problem is that the profession has become a bit volatile. And that people can come in tomorrow they leave. And there's nothing we can do. But I'm told that in this state, we are the highest paid to for medical profession. That's why people take it for granted, I know, because we are doctors, we are different from other human beings. We are the same as lawyers. We are the same as teachers. We are not different.
And journalists.
And journalists too. They are not different. Sorry, I agree with you. We are the same. So we are paying you well. And if everybody has concern about finances, you don't want to give it a thought. And it's that you must get your money whether anybody is paid. It's not done that way. But for me, for us in this government, we're going to make efforts to make health very affordable. Yes, we might say this because of COVID and everything. Today, even before the issue of COVID, we had assisted, supported Federal Medical Center to build a lab, a molecular lab there, so that they can take care of Lassa fever and test and cold, now to go to war again. That is what has happened in most now time. Don't go to war again now. But today we can boast that look in this state we have two molecular laboratories that have good. One here in Akure and one in Mundo. It's no joke. Those are feats. And we don't take it for granted that it just comes like that. We might just throw it away. But for me, health is important to us. Let the people know that we don't take it for granted. We're going to make efforts to provide them with affordable healthcare. It's even there as part of our team agenda. So that is important.
Mr. Governor, we can only wish you 3 years and 265 days more of excellent performance and taking care of the people of Ondo State. Edo State, we have had a very robust interaction with Mr. Governor on your behalf, and I'd like to sincerely thank Taiwo Oluwadamilola, cross-platform, thank you for joining us. I'd like to thank, she's a newscaster and editor. Dupe Eseleme is head of news and current affairs of Positive FM. Thank you, Dupe. Dimitri Daniels is head of news and programs at Aba FM. Thank you, Dimitri. My name is Akinwunmi Abogun, the head of news and current affairs, Orange FM. I'd like to say a very big thank you to the deputy governor, the secretary to government commissioners, chairman of boards, chief of staff, and indeed the head of service, as well as all top government functionaries who are here, and of course, the entire production crew. Mr. Governor, well, you said earlier that it's your responsibility to speak to your people. Yes, it is. But we also know that you have a crowded schedule. So let me say thank you for making our time to speak to your people.
Well, I cannot have any other schedule. This is an important schedule, and I take it as such. So let me use the opportunity to thank all of you from the media. Respecting answers that you represent from Orange FM, Positive, Fresh,
Fresh.
I'm not that I cannot be fresh. So I cannot be fresh. So I saw my friend there. Thank you. Another senior personnel from all the media houses. We have a wonderful time with you. Thank you for coming, and I must thank Kule Adebayo too. Because who is going to complain, Orange,
Rose
House, but this, I don't know what I was just carrying this. So, but whatever you represent, I thank you. Thank my media team. I concern for information on your people for this wonderful time. It's a wonderful time. It's good to want to talk to our people. And I want to thank them for their support, as I said, thus far. It's been a good time in the States, and I enjoy it a lot. Thank you.
I'd like to say very big thank you to the heads of media organizations who are here, Positive FM and American SRC Media Group, and the Chief Secretary, and as well as senior special assistants to the governor of Ondo State, of course, on the media. It's time to go on. Mr. Governor speaks. I'm sure that the governor will speak to you again very soon. Mr. Governor, should we make it 100 days?
This 100 days, I was forced to be there.
We will enjoy Mr. Governor next time. Please enjoy the rest of the day and stay safe, everybody.